Imagine you're a doctor in a rural clinic with limited resources, and a patient comes in with shortness of breath and fatigue. You suspect heart failure, but you don't have access to an echocardiogram, the gold standard imaging test that tells you whether the heart is pumping effectively. It's expensive, it requires specialized equipment, and it's just not available where you are. Now, what if I told you that you could get a reliable estimate of cardiac function from something you probably already have in your clinic? An EKG machine. Yeah, that simple electrical reading of the heart rhythm that's been around for over a century. Well, a team just published research in NPJ Digital Medicine that shows this might actually be possible, and more importantly, it might be more accurate than we'd expect. They've developed artificial intelligence models that can estimate left ventricular ejection fraction, or LVEF, straight from an electrocardiogram. And here's the kicker. They've built in uncertainty quantification and personalization features that make it genuinely useful for clinical decision-making. Let me set the stage for why this matters. Left ventricular ejection fraction is basically a percentage that tells us what fraction of blood the heart's main pumping chamber actually ejects with each beat. It's one of the most important measures of cardiac function, and in clinical practice, we use it to diagnose heart failure, guide treatment decisions, and assess prognosis. But getting that number typically requires echocardiography, an ultrasound that's either expensive, time-consuming, or simply unavailable in many parts of the world. The researchers built two types of models, one using just ECG data, and a hybrid model that also incorporated some basic clinical information. The ECG-only model achieved a mean absolute error of about 7.71%, which, if you think about it, is pretty solid. But here's where it gets interesting. When they personalized these models, using information from individual patients' previous encounters, the accuracy jumped significantly. The personalized ECG model cut the error down to 5.98%. That personalization piece is crucial. In real-world medicine, you're not seeing patients for the first time. You have their history. So incorporating what we've learned about a specific patient's baseline patterns makes the predictions much tighter. When it comes to the specific clinical task of detecting systolic dysfunction, essentially identifying patients with dangerously low ejection fraction below 40%, the model hit an area under the curve of 0.88, which is excellent. Even better, it had 92% sensitivity and a negative predictive value of 98%. That means if the model says your patient's heart function is normal, you can be very confident in that assessment. That's the kind of performance that matters clinically. Now, here's something that really impressed me about this work. They didn't just build a black box model and call it a day. They incorporated what's called probabilistic neural networks, which means the model doesn't just give you a single prediction. It gives you a range showing where it's confident and where it's uncertain. And they visualized those prediction intervals, showing they're wider when the model sees extreme ejection fraction values and narrower near average values. That's exactly the behavior you want. When you're at the edge cases, the model essentially says, I'm less sure here. Quote, they also did GradCam analysis to figure out which parts of the ECG the model was actually paying attention to. This isn't just academic navel gazing. Understanding what the AI is looking at is essential for clinical adoption. The analysis revealed that the models were keying in on things we already know matter: the PR interval, the QRS duration, the QT interval, and T-wave morphology. These are all features cardiologists already look at, which is reassuring. The model isn't learning some esoteric relationship. It's capturing patterns we recognize. The hybrid model that incorporated some clinical variables did slightly better, but the difference was modest. The point is, you don't need a lot of extra information. The ECG itself contains remarkable information about cardiac function if you know how to extract it. So what does this actually mean for practice? In the near term, this is a decision support tool. You're not replacing echocardiography, you're creating a triage mechanism. In settings where imaging is unavailable or delayed, an ECG-based model could help you prioritize which patients need imaging urgently and which ones can wait. It's particularly powerful in chronic care situations where you're following the same patients over time, because that's exactly when personalization delivers the most value. For global health, this is genuinely exciting. A device that can run this kind of AI inference doesn't need much computational power anymore. You could potentially see this deployed in resource-limited settings where a portable EKG machine is available, but imaging is not. That opens up screening and monitoring possibilities that simply don't exist today. The research is solid, the clinical implications are clear, and they've thought carefully about uncertainty and interpretability. The things that matter when you're moving AI from a research paper into actual patient care. It's a nice example of how even relatively simple data, when analyzed thoughtfully with modern techniques, can unlock clinical value we didn't know was there.